Brock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter. Well, Hunter is here. He walked in, he said, I have to poop, and then walked right back out. So he'll be back in just a few. But that's all right. I can still tell you what we're talking about this morning. What's the most brutal thing a child has ever said to you? I don't know if you know this or not, but kids don't have filters. They don't. They're just young and full of wonderment, and they just say what's on their mind. And then as we get older, we learn that we shouldn't say certain things or ask certain questions. Some people don't learn that, but most people do. So we're going to have a little fun today. The most brutal thing a child has ever said to you. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on our Facebook. We got a lot of. If you want a good laugh, check out our Facebook page in this post. It is hilarious. We'll talk more about that when we get back.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:33, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Oh, it's Thursday, or First Friday, as I like to call it.
Okay.
This is First Friday.
I like that.
Basically the weekend.
Pretty much.
We're not going to do anything today.
I just found out, yeah, it's Easter Sunday on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Way to let Jesus down.
Just found that out last night.
Yeah. I got to get some lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have lamb. I'll have a gyro.
I was with a buddy last night, and I was like, hey, man, what are you doing Sunday? Let's go do blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I can't, man. I got all the family stuff going on. I'm like, for what? Oh, yeah.
I know, that time when Jesus rose from the dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what, buddy? Jesus is sad right now.
He is.
Made him sad.
He's shaking his head. Just
ripped,
like, come
tan
on, man.
Jesus is just shaking his head. Ripped, tan Jesus.
Just looking down like, oh.
Come on.
What are you doing?
I work on these abs for you, and that's the appreciation you show me?
That's what I get.
I'm doing this for you, Hunter. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the most brutal thing a kid has ever said to you? I was thinking about this. Kids are just ridiculous, all right?
No filters, man.
And most times when they say stuff, you can't understand them anyways. Or if you're like, what?
Either that or they say it real quick and then run away.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, you what, you little bastard.
What did you say? Get back here.
I was trying to think of one, the most recent one, which I wouldn't say it was brutal, but I was like, you little bastard.
Right.
We were down in Missouri for Christmas, this last Christmas, mm-hmm. and one of Kiki's cousins, little one, I don't mind. Anyway, I come in, and I got my winter jacket on, and I got fur around the collar of mine.
Yeah.
I think it looks nice. I walk in, and the little girl looks at me. That's a girl's coat. And I'm like, you little turd. It's a man's coat.
How about a hi? How about I haven't seen you in a while?
God, I haven't seen you in a year. That's a girl's coat. Men can have fur, too.
Right, look at this guy.
Whole time, I'm like, I got home and threw the jacket away. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We got some great comments on Facebook. Jennifer said, I'm going to take my shoe off and cut your bleeping head off with it. That was from a four-year-old.
Jeez. Good Lord.
I love it. When kids swear, it's the funniest thing in the world to me. Let's see. Christina said, when I was pregnant, which, by the way, that's like either before you're pregnant or after you've had the baby, you know, you maybe still have some kids are brutal. Or maybe you just put on some winter weight. I mean, they'll just bring it up. But when I was pregnant with my first baby, my 7-year-old nephew said, I hope your baby is born with two heads. I said, oh, my God, why in the world do you want that? He said, because two heads are better than one.
Hey, he's got a point.
He's got a good point.
You know?
He's got a good point.
And then she had a two-headed baby.
Celeste had the same thing. You look pregnant, but I wasn't. And the kid's like, whatever.
Whatever.
See you later. Let's see. Robert said, the kid said, how old are you? Me, it's my 28th birthday. Kid, really? Because you look like you're 50.
Oh, man. Brutal.
God, you look so much older than that.
You look like Santa Claus.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, the most brutal thing a kid has ever said to you. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. 7:48, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
925-WIRX, 925-9479, the most brutal thing a kid has ever said. Do you have one, Hunter?
Yeah, we were at a family reunion one time at the dinner table, and my little cousin looks over at the table. They're all talking. Of course, he gets dead silent at this point. Mommy and Daddy like to wrestle when I go to bed. Really? Everybody just kind of perked up. You know, it's funny. It's like everybody is like mid-bite, too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The fork going up to the mouth and just stopped and looked at, you know, my little cousin.
That is
what
the
does
best.
It sound like there, little Maddie?
when kids drop, like, that's got to be the most terrifying thing for a parent. It's just when a kid is, like, out in public, because they can tell all the family secrets.
Well, it's just like the kids don't know. They don't know. They don't really know what secrets are.
No.
So if they find something out, you're walking on eggshells.
Exactly.
Especially if you bring them around people you don't want, you know?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's take a couple phone calls right now. WIRX, hello.
All right, man, I got a good one, Dad. Yeah. Okay, my mom owns a daycare, right?
Okay.
I come home, and this little kid looks at me. I'm 40 years old, all right? Kid looks at me and says, "So, what time does your mom pick you up?" He don't get that I live there, you know?
Oh, man.
It's classic, man. They're great, dude. Kids say it darn to thing.
Damn right they do. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a good one. Later.
You too. WIRX, hello.
All right. So for high school, some days we'll run this clinic and watch, like, the kids in junior high.
Uh-huh.
And I had a little girl, probably fifth grader, call me a douchebag.
Nice. Well, to be fair, are you a douchebag? Or was she just calling a spade a spade?
I was trying to be nice to her. I was trying to get her to go play with the other kids, and she said, "No, you stop being a douchebag." I didn't know what to do.
That's fantastic. It's kind of adorable, too, though, right?
It was hard not to do anything. Like, those are fighting words, and I was like, make me look bad.
Yeah.
Kind of indecisive there.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Bye. WIRX, hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Larry.
Larry.
I was down visiting some relatives and family in Virginia, and, basically, a nephew came up to me. He was young. And he's like, "Well, why are you so fat?"
Oh, God. Oh,
and
God.
I weighed 300 pounds at the time.
So,
from that day forward,
your gravitational pull just pulled the kid towards you. Is that what it was, Larry?
Yeah, maybe. But I've dropped 80 pounds since then. So
nice.
Good for you, man.
So, really, this kid motivated you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did, really. And, like, because it creeped me out. I never realized how big I got. But then his sister actually walked up to me and she said, "Well, why do you have an earring? You look like a girl."
God, they're just getting you from all angles.
Seriously,
man.
Though.
I know. And I took the earring out and I've never put one back in.
Oh, man. Oh. Well, I'm glad that you're healthier. And I am a little sad that you took out your earring, though. So maybe we'll have to bring that back.
Me too, but, you know.
All right, Larry, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
All right. Truth bombs.
All right.
Just, God.
Some of those situations where you look at the kid and you're like, "God, you know how much stronger I am than you?
I will end you." I will end you.
Your world will suck if you piss me off anymore.
You guys, say something else. Say something else, little turd. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning, 7:58. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning, man.
The most brutal thing a child has ever said to you.
And they can be brutal, man. They really can. They got no filter. They're learning things.
There's a reason why they had a show called Kids Say the Darndest Things.
I was gonna say, you know?
You just don't know what's gonna come out of that little twerp's mouth.
That was
you
a pretty damn know. Funny show.
It was good. And it's that innocence of a child. They don't know that you shouldn't comment on someone's weight or, you know, facial.
You're fat.
Yeah. Nice mustache to a lady. It's like, God. Jesus, lady. We had some great comments on Facebook. If you want a good laugh, just go through. I can't go through all of them. Jason said, "My 12-year-old daughter told me I had AIDS. It's herpes and AIDS mixed."
Oh, God.
Good God.
Seriously.
Is that a thing? Is that a real thing?
Where'd a kid learn that?
The school bus, I guarantee
it. Yeah, for sure.
School bus, if you ever wonder where your kid learned something, it's the school bus.
Well, let's be more specific. The back of the school bus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, where all the bad kids hang out, the older kids. Let's see. I like Brian had a good one. Our buddy Brian Sorensen playing Call of Duty. That's all you need to say. Any online gaming, it's brutal out there.
It's full of kids just being brutal.
Just yelling it. Angie said, "Something stinks. Points at me. I think it's you." It was the first time I had ever met this kid. Husband unsuccessfully tried not to die laughing.
Why you?
It stinks. Is that you? Oh, man. I was talking to a group, this is from Lee, said, "I was talking to a group of kids about something being crazy, and one little boy piped up and said, 'Like your hair.' Then they all laughed at me."
Something that hurts about that, you know?
Because
kid doesn't know, but Damn it, he's right.
They point it out, and it's terrible. I like this one. I was co-teaching some classes, and a little girl hugged my leg and said, "Miss Ashley, I love you, but Miss Lisa is so much prettier. Your husband should marry her."
Ah, brutal. Brutal.
Because if you don't think that Miss Ashley hasn't thought about that, she has.
Get out of here, you little turd.
That's it. No gold star for you today.
Right.
That's it. I'm going to tell your parents. All right. Well, I guess we can wrap this up by saying just take it with a grain of salt. They're little kids.
Just let it go.
They don't know any better. And maybe if they do point out something, just take a look at it.
They're probably right.
Just maybe take a look at it.
Right.
See what they say. Unfiltered little bastards.